GPT 5.4 just shipped with something I've been waiting for. It actually understands visual design. Welcome back to Exploring Next. I'm Izzo. This is episode 257 with Boone, and we're diving into OpenAI's latest model that's specifically trained for front-end work.
And I've been playing with it all weekend. This isn't just better code generation, Izzo. It's the first model that thinks visually about interfaces from the ground up.
Right? Because here's what matters. Every product team is dealing with this gap between what designers envision and what actually ships. GPT 5.4 might finally bridge that.
The key breakthrough is native image understanding throughout the design process. Previous models would generate HTML and CSS, but they were essentially blind to visual hierarchy and composition.
Boone, break down what native image understanding actually means here.
So GPT 5.4 was trained with image search and generation tools built right into the workflow. It can create mood boards, reference visual styles, and most importantly, verify its own work by looking at the rendered output.
That last part is huge. Self-verification means fewer design dev handoff disasters.
Exactly. And they've integrated Playwright for automated testing. The model can navigate its own interfaces, test multiple viewports, check state management. It's like having a QA engineer built into the code generator.
I'm giving this integration approach an A-. It's solving real workflow problems, not just generating prettier code.
What's really clever is how they handle the visual design process. Instead of jumping straight to code, it starts with mood board generation, establishing visual direction before touching HTML.
Smart. That mirrors how good product teams actually work. You don't start coding the hero section until you know what story you're telling.
Right, and they've built in these hard design rules, things like brand test, where if you remove the nav, the page shouldn't look generic. That's product thinking baked into the model.
Those constraints are fascinating from an adoption angle. They're not just teaching it to code, they're teaching it taste.
The technical architecture here is pretty sophisticated. They've got computer use capabilities. GPT 5.4 can actually navigate interfaces, click buttons, scroll through pages to validate behavior.
Wait, so it's not just generating static mockups? It's actually testing user flows?
Exactly. Combined with Playwright, it can run full interaction tests, check responsive behavior, validate form submissions. It's doing the whole front-end development cycle.
That's a massive shift in how we think about AI-assisted development. Who's the target user here? Is this replacing front-end developers or augmenting them?
I think it's more like giving every product manager and designer a senior front-end developer on their team. The model handles implementation details while humans focus on strategy and user experience.
Makes sense. And they mention using lower reasoning levels actually works better for simpler sites. That's counterintuitive but smart.
Yeah, overthinking kills good design. Sometimes you want the model to trust established patterns instead of reinventing every component. It's like having a dial between creative and conventional.
The real test is going to be how this handles existing design systems. Can it work within Figma tokens and component libraries, or does it only shine on greenfield projects?
From what I've seen, it respects existing patterns pretty well. But the magic happens when you give it real content instead of lorem ipsum. Suddenly the design decisions make actual sense.
That content point is huge. Generic placeholder text leads to generic designs. Real user stories lead to purposeful interfaces.
And I love that they've built motion into the default workflow. Not gratuitous animations, intentional micro-interactions that create hierarchy and presence.
Okay, so what should people actually go build with this? Give me concrete next steps.
First, grab the front-end skill they've published and try rebuilding your company's landing page. See how it handles your brand guidelines and content strategy.
Second, experiment with the Playwright integration. Set up a simple test suite and watch the model validate its own work. That workflow is game-changing. And third, try the mood board generation for your next project. Start with visual references before writing any code. Adding this to my weekend project list. Again, the weekend project list grows. But seriously, this feels like the first AI tool that actually understands the full front-end workflow, not just the coding part.